This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Coloradans are marking the 1 year since Hamas attacked Israel last October 7th, killing 1,700 people and kidnapping another 200 plus. This afternoon, organizers with the Colorado-Palestine Coalition hosted a walkout in downtown Denver. CPR's Haley May was there.
Between 80 and 100 demonstrators gathered outside Union Station to protest the war in Gaza and Israel's military action in the Middle East. Organizers billed it as a mass walkout, calling for the liberation of Palestine. The group blocked the intersection at Wine Coop and 17th, demanding action from local universities and the Biden-Harris administration. Officers from both the Denver Police Department and the RTD Transit Police were on site as the group marched towards Coors Field. Haley May, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in Boulder, a vigil will start soon at the Boulder Jewish Community Center. Doors opened to the public minutes ago. The campaigns are heating up in Colorado's most competitive congressional district. CD 8 stretches from the northern Denver metro to Greeley. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson was in Thornton to rally support for Republican Gabe Evans over the weekend.
As I say in Louisiana, we went out to recruit workhorses and not show ponies. You know what I mean? I got enough show ponies in Congress? Okay. Gabe Evans is not running for Congress to be famous. He's not running to get attention. He's running to come and solve these crises and get America back on track.
Evans is a state lawmaker and former police officer. He's challenging first-term Democrat Yadira Caraveo. She won the last election by fewer than 2,000 votes. This is CPR.